This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, nearly 297,000 people have died from COVID-19, with more than 4.3 million confirmed cases. The hardest hit country is still the United States, with almost 1.4 million cases and more than 84,000 deaths. Many countries are trying to navigate through reopening, even with dire economic data pointing to the worst downturn since the Great Depression of the 1930s, desperate to save millions in tourism dollars. The European Union set out plans for a phased restart of travel this summer, with EU border controls eventually lifted and measures to minimize infections like wearing masks on shared transport. People in England were allowed to leave their homes more freely as figures from Britain Wednesday showed its economy shrinking by 2% in January through March, its fastest slump since 2008, with a far more worse contraction to come. Other parts of the world are moving in the opposite direction. Chile imposed a total lockdown in its capital, Santiago, after a 60% surge in cases in a 24-hour period. The capital has been by far the hardest hit, and the country has, until now, imposed selective quarantine measures. Russia, now the country with the second highest number of virus cases, recorded more than 10,000 new infections after authorities this week eased restrictions, allowing some people back to work. In northern Nigeria, surging tolls have sparked fears the virus is spreading, with hospitals shutting their doors to sick people. Only 5% of Spain's population has been infected by the new coronavirus, though that figure climbs to more than 10% in Madrid and areas in the center of the country. That, according to a study released by the government Wednesday. This is VOA News.